everybody. All right. I just want to put the warning out there, the disclosure. I'm a little negative today about this game I watched last night. Now, first off, I'm not going to sit here and say this was a complete shock. It's Milwaukee. Milwaukee's a good basketball team. But it's not always the way, talking about the Nuggets, by the way, it's not all the way, always the way you lose, or the team you lose to, it's the way you lose to a team. And last night was frustrating. Milwaukee wins 125 to 112. And Colfax, let me see if you can guess how this one went. Great first quarter for Denver. Pretty good second quarter for Denver. And which quarter do you think they really struggled in?
Third.
Yeah. And actually the fourth to boot here. But it always starts in the third. And listen, we have to have this talk. Sit down, lay on the couch. We're having this talk. If you cannot make adjustments at halftime, who is that typically on? It's usually on the head coach. Now, I love Mike Malone. Listen, a lot of these guys I loved as we were growing, as the Nuggets were growing, you know? You didn't expect them to win games like this on a constant basis. You didn't expect them to go to the playoffs right off the bat. 2 years ago, we didn't expect this team to go to the playoffs. Expectations are a dangerous thing. They're a good thing, but they're dangerous. We expect the Nuggets to be a top-tier team. And with those expectations come a lot of pressure. So let's look at this last night. Nikola Jokic, 35 points, 6 assists, 12 rebounds. I saw something different with him last night than I've ever seen. Absolute and utter frustration. You know, I've always kind of, he doesn't. You know, a guy turns it over, Joker, that doesn't. He moves on. Next play. He was absolutely flustered, specifically with Michael Porter Jr. And I have been banging the drum for MPJ. And what I saw last night was disappointing, even for MPJ standard. Now, his defense wasn't as bad as it's been, but he's still just, there's not this. I had a coach once. We had this drill where we'd put the ball down on the ground and you had to go pick it up. You know, like, and you slam it with both of your hands. You pick up that ball and you go hard to the basket. And we had a couple of guys that they just go pick it up. You know, just pick it up. And my coach would lose his mind. He said, come on, smack the ball with both hands around that basketball and go up hard. And some kids just didn't have that, you know? I feel like I want to go to Porter and say, dude, grab that rebound with both hands with aggression. Make a cut with aggression. Set a screen with aggression. You know, if you're not taking the shot quick, look for a teammate. And I'm seeing him just kind of walk around the, and yesterday I defended it. But this was a different cup of tea. This was different last night. You know, he's just kind of walking around. He's not spacing on the floor. I don't know why, but I find myself watching Porter more like closely without the ball than I do with the ball, because I want to see truly what it is that he's missing, because he has the it factor. He does. It's buried within, and you see it come out at sometimes, and he's young, so we still have that excuse. Next year, this excuse won't hold water, whether he's a Nugget or whatever. But how do you get that out on a constant basis? And mentally, what is he doing out there on the floor? Case in point, the play I'm talking about with Joker being frustrated. They just get the ball over half court, getting ready to set up a play. Joker gives the ball to Porter. Joker runs behind or in front of him and goes to the corner. Porter is about 5 feet, 6 feet from him. They're supposed to set up probably a two-man game there. What does Porter do? With a guy in his face. Takes it and shoots it. Takes it and shoots it. Joker doesn't even, game's over at this point. So I'm not going to do the whole effort thing with Joker, because that's not a debate. He has effort. He sees the ball. It almost goes right in front of him. He's so frustrated. He's like, he looked sick, like physically sick. Like, I can't believe he just, what? And then he just kind of walked down on defense. And because when Joker is on the court, you set plays for him. Now, if Porter's wide open right there, wide open. Yeah, absolutely. He has free reign to do that. Mostly anybody does on the Nuggets roster. Except for Hardenstein. But he was covered. And they just got over there. And so we're talking about that. We're talking about Jamal Murray. And Jamal, 11 points. Started off with a bang. And second half was non-existent. And you just get frustrated. Now listen, Jamal hung his head. He missed a wide open three that might have changed the game late. And he hangs his head. And it's Monte Morris going up to him trying to pick him up. And Murray will not lift up his head. Here's Jamal Murray after last night's loss to Milwaukee.
And I'm 4-for-17. 1-for-7 from three. Three rebounds. That's frustrating. Really frustrating. Coach is doing everything he can on the offense end to get guys good looks. But he can't get back on defense for us. He can't shoot the ball for me. So it's frustrating.
So I got to say this. I like that. I do like that. He's acknowledging that because he was talking about the defense before that. But he's basically saying it starts with me. And he's not throwing his coach under the bus. And this is what Porter's done. Porter threw his coach under the bus in the bubble. And I know he's young, but this is what I do respect about Murray. And it makes me like, I want to be Colfax is weird. I want to be right and wrong about Murray at the same time. I want to be right about the fact that he's going to be the best guard to ever play this game. Currently, not the best guard to ever play this game. Easy now. But the best in the league. But I also, I want to be right about that, and I want to be wrong about me being right. Because yesterday I basically said I was wrong. I was wrong. Murray's not going to be that consistent guy, and this is what we're going to get. But then when I hear a press conference like that, and he does everything he can to basically put it on himself and to talk about how coach is drawing up the right plays, it's just he's not executing, which in some cases is absolutely right. That's what makes me want to go back and say, oh, come on, man, you can do this still. But at some point, you have to look at it and say, are they the players that you really thought? I mean, people sign big contracts all the time and fade. It happens all the time. And Murray might be one of those guys. I know injuries are an issue, but if you are out on the floor and you're able to make some crazy moves and score 1 minute and the next minute you're nowhere to be seen, I can't hear that excuse. If you're hurt, sit out, and the Nuggets got to try to figure it out because the inconsistencies are a liability now, just like Michael Porter Jr.'s lack of defense. Yes, if you noticed, it is a heavy MPJ Jamal Murray day on this show. That is our Power to Play Sports poll question because it's a worthwhile discussion. You want Bradley Beal, those kind of players? They don't want Will Barton. They don't want Bol Bol. Who would you trade between Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. right now? Money, listen, I know money's going to be an issue because Murray's got the big contract. Who would you trade, though, if you could work out a package and it involved one of those guys? Jamal Murray or MPJ? And that is a tough. Look at that. 66% saying Jamal Murray. I'm actually very shocked by that. Now, we've had some texters already point out the fact that his contract's going to be hard to move. I don't think he's as far as that contracts go, is he a bust? I don't know. Because it wasn't that long ago you saw him in the bubble become a superstar. But he's not that guy. And whether it's an injury or whatever, mentally, he's not right. It's Top Text Tuesday, by the way. We've got a big one today. It's very exciting. I'm excited for this. I got to see where we are. Where are we here? Weld County Swami. Oh, Weld County Swami could win this today. He has two. Did I say he had one yesterday? He could win this.
No, he can win it.
He can win this. The Broncos gift package that we have. Weld County Swami can win it. Eastside Chris has one. Pillow Fight Dan has one. Dixon has one and Ken Bone has one. So, Weld County Swami's the only one that can win this thing.
Think we'll see an appearance from Dixon today? Or is he still in hiding?
Probably still licking his wounds.
Yeah.
So, was it former Jet linebacker? Is that who it was? Bart Scott? He's a big media guy now and fairly entertaining. He came out and said he'd trade Patrick Mahomes straight across for Deshaun Watson. Seriously. Isn't that nuts? He said he'd trade him straight across. That it's Deshaun Watson that would be the difference. But Deshaun Watson wouldn't have helped. John Elway wouldn't have helped in that game on Sunday. So I'm very shocked by this. But SI.com has the story, and I'll get back to the Nuggets here, but that story was just weird. Wild trade idea involving Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes. Bart Scott has a big scenario, and he flat out said, maybe you should go for it. It wasn't the quarterback situation, was it? I don't think so. I mean, sure, Patrick Mahomes didn't look great. And let me say this. A lot of people are giving him a hard time, saying he threw his team under the bus in the press conference at the end of the game, saying that, okay, he said our line was good at times, and other times they let people through, and we weren't on the same page. I didn't know which route my receivers were in. They thought he was – I didn't catch that. I didn't hear that. I think people are making a case where there isn't one. So we're gonna get into that today, and the idea of Mitch Trubisky. I'm hearing AJ McCarron too, the former Bama quarterback that Elway really liked him. Well, what does that have to do with anything? So we're gonna get into a lot today. First, Colfax, let's sidestep and get our big story of the day presented by FMS Bank, banking made very, very simple. And unfortunately, this is a sad story here. Marty Schottenheimer, who won 200 regular season games with four NFL teams, thanks to his Marty Ball brand of Smash Mouth football, regularly fell short in the playoffs. I don't know why they mentioned that. This, according to ESPN, has died. He was 77 years old. Marty Schottenheimer, I always liked Marty Schottenheimer. You know, he spent a lot of time with the Chiefs. He was with the Browns, Washington, and the Chargers. He was solid with the Chargers, too. And then they moved on from Marty and went with Norville Turner. But he was kind of he was the guy that kind of got that team rolling. I like Marty Schottenheimer, 77 years old. 17 minutes after the hour, Colfax, we'll take a quick break. If you had to trade, if you were going to trade somebody, because I'm watching this game last night. I tweeted it out. I said, they just kind of look like they're checking out. It's almost like somebody senses there's going to be a trade. Like one of the guys out here on the floor is not going to be here. Maybe two, maybe three, maybe more. It felt odd. That game felt very strange, especially in the second half. It was a tough one to watch. So I want your thoughts on that game. More clips from last night. Also, Steve Adazio talking about his offense and now the quarterback for Colorado State. We'll talk about that. Oh, and also basketball. I had it lined out here, a big night or a big week in the Mountain West Conference, but some interesting news with Wyoming and Utah State. Their series that begins tomorrow has been postponed because of COVID. So that was really going to be interesting. CSU plays tonight, and then hopefully you get that win, and then you sit back and you watch Wyoming pull off an upset against Utah State. But that game's been postponed, so we'll kind of see how that goes. Terrible, not that this has been good timing for anybody, but the Mountain West Conference is really heating up, so terrible timing for that. 18 minutes after the hour, more UNC CSU breaking news. I'll get to all that and more. It is a busy Top Text Tuesday. Best text wins the day. We'll be right back.
Inside the Bears Den, presented by Chris Musa Agency Allstate Insurance. Tonight at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Motivational songs. This is what needs to be in the headphones right now for Jamal, for Porter. I mean, they have the ability, Colfax. They both do. And that's what's so frustrating. As I'm watching last night's game, the better the Joker did, the more frustrated I got. Because I'm like, golly, 35 points, 12 boards, 6 assists. His plus minus was -2. But again, It all depends on who you're on the floor with. And Joker took it upon himself. Remember when I went off last year about how I was so tired of seeing Joker shoot it 13 times, 15 times? I need to see him shoot 18, 19, 20 plus. Well, 26 times last night. He went to the free throw line 6 for 6. He shot 50% from 3-point line, 3 out of 6. You are wasting an MVP talent here, folks. And I know, Torrey Craig, D'ing up on Jamal. He was all over him. The best part, I mean, I like Torrey Craig, but my goodness, Nuggets media. Just a love fest over a guy that was with you for 2 years. Oh, we love Torrey Craig. Oh, man, it's so tough. Get over it. I'm focused on this group right here and what you can do to fix it. Joker just went up and set a screen on Craig, knocked Craig to the ground, flopping a little bit there. But it was just, listen, this, if you sense frustration, yeah, it's there. George Karl used to get crap for preaching defense, and then it just never really happened. It's like, well, so what are you working on, and why isn't it clicking? Now Malone's preaching better second half starts. And, of course, here's Mike Malone, and it sounds a lot like George Karl talking about just how bad the defense is.
There's a reason you go 11-4 over a 15-game span. Well, the reason was we had a top 8 defense. And L.A., Sacramento, and now Milwaukee, that hasn't been the case. And pretty simple to understand. That's why you lose games.
Okay, so I know it's easier said than done, but what is it? How do you change it? Like, is Porter not a guy that's willing to play defense, or does he not understand it? Because I'm mixed. I'm torn. Sometimes you see him swoop in with a monster block, and you're like, how did that happen? He gets blown by a lot. He forgets his assignment a lot. Mentally, I think he watches the ball too much. I think he's focused in on the ball. And he'll leave his guy in the corner. And I know that if he's supposed to leave his guy in the corner, Murray rotates down underneath him. Head underneath the basket real quick. Porter pops out to double on Giannis. And then they skip it over past across the floor, get a corner three. And was that on Porter for leaving too soon for the double? Was that on Murray for not getting over fast enough? It looked like Porter. I mean, a lot of times it looks like he's just off. And then offensively, you know, timing of when to shoot the ball. I don't know. It's a frustrating time if you're a Nuggets fan at this stage. And you Colfax and I were talking during the break. Weren't we having this discussion about mental with Nikola Jokic? Okay, well, look where he is now. Yeah, but Joker was still providing those. I always talk about him. The other stats. He was still providing those other stats. He was still getting you 6, 8, 10 assists and 14 boards. Oh, 15 points. It's just, he was a facilitator, though, too. And you know what? They didn't start 12-11 last year when he was doing this. You know, they had a great start. They had a couple of hiccups in between, but nothing, you know, they weren't a 500 team last year. And so it was easier to take. It's like, okay, well, he's going to do what he's going to do. He's a facilitator. Even when he's not stacking up the assists, he's still getting that ball to move around. And so it was a little bit easier to take. You're not going to you're not going to win an MVP award if you don't have a better team. I mean, that is absolutely 100% true. He could have the best statistical year. He could break records. He could do it all. But he's not going to win the MVP if this team is not at least a second-round playoff team. And sure, right now, I'm not going that far. Yesterday, I said I'm not panicked yet, but today, I'm certainly, when are we going to get this guy some help? And I said in the offseason, the biggest move for the Nuggets is that Michael Porter Jr. elevates, and Jamal Murray gives us his best version of the bubble. If that can happen, we don't need to worry about a lot of these other things. But it didn't happen. In fact, so you have Joker, who I didn't think he was going to elevate to this level, but he is. He's elevating to this level. You have Jamal Murray, who certainly regressed, and Porter looks about like he did last year. He's going to give you spurts that make you go, whoa, this guy's amazing. Inconsistencies right now with all of them. You got a team of Will Bartons. Guys that are going to be flashy and get you something crazy and do amazing things, but then they're going to go back down into the shadows and give you a few points here and there. I always compared Will Barton to Eddie Jones, a guy I liked. That's what the Nuggets remind me of, is they got a superstar in Nikola Jokic and a bunch of Eddie Joneses. Look him up. I mean, the Nuggets were, I'm looking last year, Colfax, they were 14-8. I'm saying it's like as close as they were to 500. I mean, they started out the gates 13-3. That's a top-tier team. And they had some losses here and there, ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw, 14-8. Then they kind of got out of that hole. They went up to 20-8. Okay, 25, 28-12. 38-17, 42-20, 46-27. So, yeah, it was easier to take last year when Joker wasn't getting 20 or getting 30. It was easier to take because you say, all right, well, they're still finding ways to win. That's not the case right now. You know, they are a 500 basketball team. And this is the year they were supposed to, you know, last year they were a Western Conference Finals team, and you were thinking, all right, you lost Jeremy Grant, you lost Plumlee, you lost Torrey Craig. Are you going to be able to find enough pieces to make up for where you lost? Now, again, just a short week ago, we were talking about this team, well, doing phenomenally on that road trip. So, but that's what I'm saying. It's an inconsistent team right now, other than Nikola Jokic. So why aren't guys rising to the challenge? Why isn't Michael Porter Jr. better? We just thought time would make him better. Why isn't Murray better? Is it the coach? Is it a Mike Malone situation? Here's Mike Malone on Jamal Murray. And I'll say this, he's been very apologetic for Jamal. At least he's kind of calling out the stat line, but throws something in there at the end and, you know, it has me asking questions.
Well, I mean, he was 4-17, Kyle. He was 1-7, so obviously struggled to make shots. And no one's 100% right now.
Well, at least he calls out Murray's stat line, because normally he says he's banged up or whatever, but he did add that at the end. No one's 100% right now. Nobody is 100% in the NBA. Was Patrick Mahomes 100%? He made it to the Super Bowl. I know he struggled there. He's having toe surgery, by the way. Nobody is. We always hear it every year. What are they, 22, 23 games in? This is how it goes. You have to have the depth. You have to have the pieces in place that can make up for. And I get Gary Harris being out. And Coach Malone mentioned PJ Dozier, and I like PJ Dozier. But it was like 3 weeks ago, I'm seeing Denver media kind of go off, and like I'm talking Nuggets media, like, oh, I don't know if he's there yet. He's getting there, though. And then now it's, well, he's out, so how the hell were we supposed to beat Milwaukee? Is PJ Dozier really that big of a player now? Again, I'll try to take anything away. They got to take a long look in the mirror. And it's gut check time. Jamal Murray is nowhere to be found, that bubble guy. Nowhere to be found. Porter has some really great assets on offense, but we're not even seeing those right now. And when you lose three out of four, and you're supposed to be a Western Conference contender, this is the pressure that this team needs at this stage. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. 478-1301. It is Top Text Tuesday today, playing for that Broncos gift package that we have. Well, County Swami says, just drove by a liquor store. I saw, what are you doing at a liquor store before 12 o'clock? Saw Dixon walking out with an unreal amount of Jack Daniels. Hope he's doing okay. Hey, bring it over, man. Bring it over. We haven't heard from Dixon.
Well, they did this last year when the Chiefs won, too. He took a couple days off.
He did.
So I don't know.
Celebratory last year. This year, it's, I need to opposite. Just sit in it. I need to go skip rocks at a lake. I get you, man. I feel you. I don't know where the Nuggets are. Who would you trade, Jamal Murray or Michael Porter Jr.?
I would have to really look at who is more of a detriment to the roster. And I think it, and I mean on like a personal basis, like we already think that there's kind of a rift between MPJ and coach.
Yeah, and maybe the players.
And
now.
Maybe the players.
I mean,
so that if that's, that could be your whole problem right there.
It could be.
It could be.
Wow. And I like Porter.
Me too.
I do. But if Joker doesn't like him, and I'm not talking about personally, Joker doesn't seem like he could dislike anybody, really.
Right.
But I don't know how much of a team player Porter is. The Nuggets are not really designed. Their best player, their MVP candidate, is a passer. So they're not designed for one-on-one takeover basketball. This is not LeBron James gets the ball 5 feet from the half-court line in the corner and just waves everybody off and says, let's go to work. This isn't that team. And Porter is, he wants the ball and wants to shoot. And he's going to stand around. And again, that might be Malone's plan. But I saw him cut into the basket against LeBron. He wasn't doing that last night. Why? So, yeah. If we're, again, we're talking contracts, and that's going to be tough to move things. But Murray's, I'm going to say, Murray is a proven commodity. He's inconsistent right now, but league officials will tell you that, yeah, Murray's a fine player. He's not healthy right now. But I think a lot of people would still feel and take that chance on, okay, we think we can still get the best from this guy. MPJ is still an unproven commodity, but you're not paying him anything. But the question's very hypothetical. Who would you trade? If a call was made about Bradley Beal today, hey, we'll take Murray and a draft pick. Boy, all right, let's go. Sooner or later, you have to start showing Joker that you're building around him. Now, I don't know what kind of star Joker's going to be. You know, my gut tells me he's going to be a happy-go-lucky guy for his whole career. But I saw something switch last night, Colfax, and I'm telling you, it worried me. We're all gun-shy with the Nolan Arenado thing, right? We're hurting right now. So I'm seeing a frustrated Nikola Jokic with his supporting cast, and he loves Jermichael Green, and Green's been a fine player. But I'm looking around going, this is where it starts, isn't it? You know, it's all really good. We're a growing team. We're growing together. We finally made the playoffs, gang. All right. And then Joker goes, well, this is what playoffs are all about. Holy crap. I got to be better. That first year, you know, when they lost to Portland, I got to be better. All right. Comes back. He gets better. Jamal Murray kind of gets better. Joker goes the next year to, all right, I got better. But I'm playing against the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. I have to be even better. So he elevates. He's MVP status. Murray has shrunk, has regressed. And Porter is, I don't think he's regressed. He just hasn't taken a step. So this is a crucial time, Nuggets Nation. This is a crucial time for this organization. You either need to decide right now, do you think the pieces surrounding the Joker are going to sustain success for the duration of his contract in hopes that you can renew a contract? Because if not, moves have to be made. And I'm not saying Joker's going to become a Deshaun Watson type guy that says, I want out. They love him here. They absolutely would seek his opinion. I believe that on anything. But sooner or later, Joker's going to go, are you guys committed to these guys? Because I don't know if that's, again, I don't know what kind of star he's going to be. I have a hard time believing he's that kind of guy. It's not saying he's bad. But what is this whole thing about? I've said it on the show a bazillion times. It's cute and adorable when you could say, well, we had Todd Helton who stayed a Rocky forever. It's adorable, and I love it. I love Todd Helton. But I don't fault guys like Nolan Arenado for wanting out. It sucks for us. But this whole thing, it's about making money, and it's about winning titles. And when you make the money, there's nothing else left. Joker's going to want to go to Dallas someday, probably, right? Play with his friends. Luka? Kristaps? You saw how much fun they had in the bubble. You don't think Joker's daydreaming about that once in a while? When he gives it to Porter. All right, Porter, set up a play. Hey, there's an air ball. Okay. Last night I'm thinking, wow. He goes to Dallas today, which is not possible, but if he goes to Dallas today, give me $3,000 on the Mavs to win the title. You better start figuring it out, because this is no longer a growing basketball team. This is a team that is supposed to already be there. You made the moves in the offseason, or lack thereof. Now, Jeremy Grant, we kind of know that story. Social justice kind of stuff, I guess, in his mind as to why he chose one team over another. And that's okay. But you chose to move on from Plumlee, and I'm not saying he's a world beater, but he was part of the nucleus. And you removed that. And you're taking a chance with a lot of young guys. You're seeing R.J. Hampton get a lot of time, which I'm very excited to see what he can do. But that's not what you're relying on right now. A lot to unpack throughout the day today. Mitchell Trubisky, is that a realistic thing? And would you welcome it? I'm guessing Broncos country is not much for it, because we've been down this road. I mean, I'm of the mindset, Colfax, that you stay with the mediocre to less than rather than going out. Trubisky did fine at the end, and he ended up taking his team to the playoffs. But I'd rather just stay the course with Locke if you're going to go that route. 41 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
The Power Trip, weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Mr. Trolley, what been on in your head? Oh, Mr. Trolley, did you talk to the dead?
I mean, I want to say that's fitting, because there's head games going on with the Nuggets, but wasn't that Mr. Crowley guy like a bad dude, Colfax? A really bad dude.
A cultist, Satanist, I think.
So we don't want to like compare, but there's definitely some head stuff going on. Yeah. That's a great tune, though. It's an amazing tune right there. Great job by you.
I just stopped myself from singing it. So. You're welcome.
You know what? That's for Thursdays.
We'll hold back.
We'll hold back. I got a text here. Breaking news. The Rockies are looking to trade Blackman and $200 million in untraceable bearer bonds to the Nuggets for Jamal Murray and Andre Iguodala. What? The Rockies have been asked by the Nuggets to Google Denver Nuggets before contacting them ever again. That's from Beardo. Sounds like a Beardo kind of text, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Wow. Huh. I don't know about that. Is that a candidate?
I don't know. I mean, the Rockies are pretty foolish.
Yeah, they really are.
So maybe.
I mean, listen, what we're talking about here, you're right. The Rockies are bad. And I'm thankful that with the Nuggets, we're talking, our frustration today is stemming from we believe this team, or we did at the beginning of the season, is a championship caliber team. So, no, the sky is not necessarily falling, but Tim Conley and Calvin Booth and Mike Malone and Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. and even Nikola Jokic, they have to take a long look in the mirror and say, is this group going to do it? Because if not, and Murray needs to look at himself individually, Porter needs to look at himself individually, and if they can't do it, then something has to change. Because if there is a window for the Nuggets, this is kind of it. You were just in the Western Conference Finals. You have a player playing like an MVP, but will not even get a second look at that award because he's losing to other MVPs. Another one, Giannis last night. Giannis had 30. And you're going to look at, are you a successful team? Or did you go into the first round and get knocked out? Did you make it? They're a 500 team right now. So the question of whether or not you can make it has to actually be a legitimate question. So go ahead, shoot us a text. on our First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Do you want to thank Fresh Coat Painters South Platte? They provide all of our swag, all of our sports memorabilia for these Top Text Tuesdays. So thank them for everything that they do with us. We really appreciate it. And, we might be crowning Weld County Swami today. I don't know if old Beardo, the new texter there, I don't know if he'll get in the mix, but maybe. Keep bringing it. All right, we'll take a quick break here. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Mitchell Trubisky. Would you like to see it? Would you like to see the Broncos bring in a guy like Trubisky to probably compete? Or A.J. McCarron's another name I keep hearing. 10 minutes until the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Follow your UNC Bears all the way to March on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Kovac's tearing it up today. That's good. We need it. It is a rock, hard rock, grunge rock, Mr. Crowley kind of day. Kind of a Tuesday. I'm mad. I'm angry. McClain's angry, too. As a Nuggets fan, my frustration's not losing games. It's losing games when Jokic is scoring 50 points and having an MVP season. That, again, it's like I'm rooting for the Joker, but as I'm watching last night, I'm watching the Bucks go down and score. Okay. Nuggets can't score. Joker has to take it by himself. He scores. Bucks again. Joker again. Bucks again. Joker again. And I'm actually getting frustrated going, damn, he's having another great game and we're wasting it. All you needed was one guy in that second half. One guy. Barton lit it up in the first, but look at his plus minus was minus 19. McClain says, really? A.J. McCarron? I'm out. I'm done. What about Mitchell Trubisky? I mean, I don't know if I'm there, Colfax. If you're going to go that route, like, I've been adamant, I don't want to trade a lot of draft picks for Deshaun, and I heard Russell Wilson might even, like, there's rumors out there. If you're not going to go for that, like, I'm not for it, but if you're not going to do that route, I'm not really go trade big for a guy. Sign a free agent to just come in, but and McCarron, I think he is a free agent, but you'd have to trade for Trubisky. I don't know that I'm there. And what's the point?
I mean, like a couple third round draft picks, maybe?
Yeah, I could go with that kind of stuff. like maybe a third round pick. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to give up these crazy draft picks for all this, you know? No, Trubisky is a free agent. So, yeah, I mean, how much is he going to cost?
If it's cheap, I don't mind it.
Yeah, we'll get to that more on the other side, too. Because he was on that rookie contract, and yeah, now he's up. So that's my bad. But I don't know. I mean, is it worth it? Is it worth shaking it up and bringing Trubisky in here and competing with Drew Lock? I don't know. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Nuggets. Colorado State and the Mountain West, we got stuff there. I got breaking news last night about the UNC Bears. We'll get to that more when we come back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.